Welcome to Dine on Life, online talk radio show, and we are based off of the blog Dine on Life, and you can access that blog by going to dineonlife.org. So this is our first episode, and it is the lifestyle of the entrepreneur. We're kicking off the premiere of Dine on Life with the talks of the lifestyle of the entrepreneur. Now, as we all know, entrepreneurs have to have a sick work ethic to stay in business for themselves. I personally love to see people working for themselves. There is so much good energy and satisfaction that comes behind all of the sacrifices, the hard work, the commitment, and the dedication. I mean, it's one thing to go to work and to clock in and to do the work when you're working for someone else, but it's so much effort that people who are employed for themselves put into their businesses, but it's very commendable because if it was not for self-employed people, you wouldn't have employees either. And you know what? Anyone can be an entrepreneur, no matter what race you are, no matter what cultural background you come from, whether you're a child, male, or female. And in fact, today is International Women's Day, celebrating all women across the world, women in businesses, celebrating motherhood, just celebrating women. For those who don't know, International Women's Day is a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. This day also marks a call to action for accelerating gender parity. If you're interested in making a pledge for parity, you can definitely go to internationalwomensday.com for further information. Now, there is this myth about the gender pay gap between men and women. Fortunately, it's been going on for years, back when our grandparents were starting out at their first job, like that long ago, seriously. But in reality, it's not so much of a myth. It happens in reality. And it's not because women are choosing to only work part-time or if they're choosing lower-paying jobs. There's a lot of women who are going to get their education, who have multiple degrees. But unfortunately, that gender pay gap still exists. According to The Simple Truth About the Gender Pay Gap, the report explains the pay gap in the U.S. and how it affects women of all ages, races, and education levels. It has barely budged in a decade. And citing the same source, in 2014, women working full-time in the U.S. typically were paid just 79% of what men were paid. Again, that was only 2 years ago. So that is very recent. And I'll repeat it again. In 2014, women working full-time in the U.S. typically were paid just 79% of what men were paid. That's a gap of 21%. Now, how can we say equality for all when that's a huge gap of 21% between the pay of women and men when women are doing the same amount of work? Let's talk facts. Let's dine on life a bit, because that's an issue that is still occurring today. Now, let's say, for an example, a position in the hospital. Let's not be too specific, but just a position in a hospital. And I say that example because a lot of jobs, when you work in the hospital, you're there for hours. You're there for maybe 10 hours a day or even 12 hours per day. To get that job, you're going to school, you have to earn a higher education, earn your degree. Now, when you're filling out your paperwork for your loans to pay for your school, it is not saying, okay, you qualify for this much because you're a man, or you only qualify for this much because you're a woman. That just does not happen. But you're taking out that loan to pay for an education, to work in the career field of your choice. So everything's done. You've earned your degree. You get hired. And unfortunately, the male is earning more than the female. But guess what? Those loans are not going away. So let's ponder on that just a little bit. Why? Why? How is that fair? The opportunity, that limits opportunity. Let's delve into it a little bit deeper. Let's go just a little bit deeper now. Let's say for the women who are single mothers and they have a family that they have to provide for, of course. And this woman, the same woman who took out these student loans to earn that decent paying career, so she has the right to earn the same amount of money. And not only does she have the right, but she needs it because she has a family to provide for. Ponder on that. And let me know how fair that really is. It's not really fair at all, but it is what it is. And because of that, that's why we have a lot of women who actually go into business for themselves, such as I. When you work for yourself, and now I'm going to kind of escape from predominantly referring to women only. And this is for anyone, actually. When you work for yourself, you are the boss. You are in control, will equate to the monetary value of what your checking account statements will show. So, with that being said, that gender pay gap pretty much diminishes when you are your own boss. You call the shots. Now, unfortunately, going back to the simple truth about the gender pay gap, the statistics show the pay gap is indeed worse for women of color. And these statistics show that among full-time workers in 2014, Hispanic, African American, American Indian, and Native Hawaiian women had lower median annual earnings compared with non-Hispanic white and Asian American women. And it should also be noted that the percentage is based off of the median annual earnings of full-time year-round workers ages 16 and older. Just some interesting statistics. Very, very interesting. Now, I want to know your thoughts about the gender pay gap between men and women. And be honest, because here at Dine on Life, we are honest about what is occurring in reality. In reality. Go to dineonlife.org and sound off. And again, be honest. Don't be afraid of what people would think. And heck, even what I might say, it's all a matter of opinion. But an educated opinion has two International Women's Day. There's a lot of women who are, in fact, in business for themselves. And being in business for yourself is just something that's very, very, overwhelming at times. And that's the honesty behind it. You're doing a lot of the footwork on your own. And let's dabble a bit about women who do have families, married women who are in business for themselves, or let's even go here, married women who are in the process of starting their own business. There's so much that goes into that. Now, let's not take a negative connotation from this. Let's just look at reality. You have to do the research. You have to have the money. And sometimes that happens because you have to either pay for the equipment you may need for your business, or you may have to invest in the products that you're trying to sell, things like that. It takes money. So sometimes if you have that dream, that goal that you want to start a business, you have to maybe work a job. You might not necessarily want to stay up for a long time, but keep that goal. Always keep that goal in the back of your mind that you're only here to have the money to invest into your dream. Have the money to invest into your dream. But anything, you always, always have to believe in yourself. That's the first thing that you have to do when you are planning to start a business, is you have to believe in yourself. It just won't happen. And the success of business is partly based on networking as well. And let's take it from networking. If you do not believe in yourself, you do not believe in your value, if you do not believe in the product that you may be selling, no matter what industry that your business is in, if you don't have your own concise individual belief, guess what? Your networking will not be successful. Why? Because those you're networking with will detect your energy. They will see, they will hear the energy that you don't believe in it. So how can you sell me something and you don't even believe in what you're selling? Ask yourself this question. Would you buy something? Would you buy something that you don't believe in? Let's even go here with it. Do you support anything that you really do not believe in? Do you support anything that does not make you happy? Those are the type of questions that you have to ask yourself. That way, you can find some understanding within yourself and understanding of things that can hinder the progression of your business. Now, there are some awesome, awesome women in business. And to be a successful woman in business, success is basically, you know, in the eyes of the beholder. I know that's cliche, but it's true. Success is in the eyes of the beholder. What do you define as success? That's another topic I would love for you all to sound off on. Go to dineonlife.org. What is your perception and your own personal definition of success? For me, success is being happy. And the reason why, for me personally, success is being happy is because I understand that I'm not going to get a rerun of my life. And every moment that I'm able to take a deep breath, that moment shall come to pass. And anything that comes to pass is indeed the past. And as time goes on, I have memories. I go through different things. I appreciate everything that I go through because it helps to shape and to define who I am as a woman. And it helps to shape and define my perception of life. Life. There's no reruns. This is it. And because I know that this is it, the only life that I am going to have on this earth, I want to spend my life being happy. That's what success means to me. Now, definitely there are things that helps to support my happiness. First and foremost, although I am a woman in business, my monetary value does not define me. What defines me is my perception on life and the love of my family. I love my family, my husband, and our 3-year-old son. Love my family. That is what puts a smile on my face every morning that I wake up and open my beautiful 2 eyes. Other things that support my happiness, now I'm getting into the business aspect of it. And again, for me, it's not the monetary value, but it's being able to wake up and to do what I love. I love what I do. I love being in real estate. I love writing for others. I love blogging. And because of my love for blogging, and this is how you're able to listen to Dine on Life Talk Radio. It's passion behind it. And when there's passion behind what you do for monetary value, then it does not feel like work. And now you're living. Because reality is to meet your basic needs, In this world, you do need money. There's no running away from that. That's reality. Reality is there are so many people who do not do what they love. They do what they have to do. And that's commendable. And that is definitely, definitely understandable. But even for those people who are unable to presently do what they love, take a personal inventory of yourself. And ask yourself a few questions. Ask yourself, here's a question. How did I get to where I am at today in my life? How did I get here? How? And be honest, you don't have to answer these questions in front of people. That's why it's called a personal inventory. Ask yourself, how did I get here? Another question to ask yourself, and again, this does not work if you're not honest with yourself. So ask yourself this question. What are my dreams? And never, ever be ashamed of what your dreams are. Because, again, there's no reruns to life. You have to do what's best for you. You're not going to get another opportunity to see yesterday. But you can take the things that you learned from yesterday and apply it to your life in the present and to use that to help prepare for a better future. Now, once you personally identified your dreams, ask yourself, what is stopping me from achieving and going after my dreams? I can answer that for you. There's nothing stopping you. Now, me saying, oh, there's nothing stopping you, you may say things like, you don't know me, you don't know my life, you don't know my daily obligations. No. I don't have to know you. I don't have to know your life. I don't have to know your daily obligations. As a matter of fact, I don't need to know you. I don't need to know your life. I don't need to know your daily obligations. But here is what I can tell you. In life, everybody has situations. In life, everybody goes through things. And guess what? Here's the icing on the cake. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. Ponder on that just a little bit. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. Now, what you choose to do with your 24 hours is totally up to you. Not my business at all. But even if you take small steps to help execute your goals to reach your dreams, small baby steps on a daily basis, guess what? The execution of your goals comes a habit. There is a statistic that shows that once you do the same repetitive thing for 22 days in a row, it is now a habit. So if your dream is earning a master's degree, but you say to yourself, okay, I have a family or I work two jobs. We live in a day and age where you can actually go to school online, and there are accredited universities where you can take your coursework online. Now, with so much things going on in your own personal life, per the example that I just gave, what's stopping you from going part-time? You don't have to go full-time. Again, if you take baby steps, taking a small step is better than not taking a step at all. It's better than not taking a step at all. But you have to do what's in the best interest of you, because you will find satisfaction in that. You'll be more happier with yourself. And when you're happy with yourself, people can see your happiness. You develop positive energy, and the world goes around with ease when there's love and positive energy. Now, I do want to take this moment out and let you know that if you're in the Southern California area and you need parts, no matter what type of parts, for a Jaguar, Land Rover, Range Rover, don't dump the vehicle. Go to Elite Auto Parts, 9944 Glen Oaks Boulevard. They're located in Sun Valley, right off the 5 freeway. They can assist you with taking out engines, doing your oil changes, anything that you need with regards to a Jaguar, Land Rover, or a Range Rover. They're open Monday through Saturday. And you can give them a call at 818-767-0445. Let them know that Felicia with Dine On Life sent you. Again, that's Elite Auto Parts. Anything for your Jaguar, Land Rover, or Range Rover. They have it all. Now, today is, again, International Women's Day. Now, a great woman I personally know, my best friend, and she's actually a co-host of our show, Dine On Life. Her name is Jasmine Adams. She is a fabulous woman. Love her. But let me tell you why you should know Jasmine Adams. This woman, she lets no one or no excuses get in the way of achieving her dreams, executing the goals of her business. So I want to celebrate my co-host, Jasmine Adams, today for International Women's Day. Now, she's a wife. She's a mother. She's a friend. She's a daughter. And she is the owner of Cover Me Chocolate by Jazz. Cover Me Chocolate by Jazz. Let me tell you a little bit about her business. She specializes in chocolate-covered treats of any kind. I mean, she has this edible heel, hashtag that heel. Beautiful. She can make it in all different colors, red, purple, orange, whatever color heel you want, ladies, she can make it for you. Her chocolate strawberries, I can't even specifically just say chocolate. She puts all different types of flavors on the strawberries, and it's literally like an orgasm in your mouth. I am so serious. The treats are delicious. It's a beautiful thing. Again, she's a wonderful woman who took baby steps to execute her goals on a daily basis. The execution became a habit, and she manages it with being a mother and being a wife. Now, she's located in the Warren, Ohio area, and she delivers to surrounding cities. Check her out on Facebook, Cover Me Chocolate by Jazz. So you go to facebook.com/CoverMeChocolateByJazz, and there you can see all of the pictures of everything, all of the treats, as well as the candy-coated apples. It's just making me want one just talking about it. Again, Cover Me Chocolate by Jazz by Jasmine Adams. And I can't wait for you guys to meet her next week on our second show. But just to wrap up, some final thoughts. The lifestyle of the entrepreneur. You know, being an entrepreneur, people, they get stereotyped sometimes, but I feel like that the people who stereotype entrepreneurs, they are just unaware of the bonuses, the luxuries that come with being an entrepreneur. So I say that to say, don't knock anything until you try it, as well as how far can you really go in life by giving out negative energy to others? You can't really go that way, anywhere, being negative. That's just not the laws of the universe. And to all of my entrepreneurs, as well as to my aspiring entrepreneurs, and if anyone has been inspired today, this is for you too. The law of the harvest. The law of the harvest is you plant, you water, you maintain, and you watch it grow. Plant your seeds. Write down your goals. Share your goals. Do what you need to do on a daily basis to execute your goals. And watch your dreams come true. Watch your dream come true. We're down to the final seconds of our first show, our premiere of Dine On Life. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next week, next Tuesday. DineOnLife.org is our blog. You can check us out there. You can catch me on Twitter at @1, Felicia Nicole. And you can catch me on Facebook, Felicia Nicole. And again, Cover Me Chocolate by Jazz. Go to her Facebook and watch your hunger, your sweet tooth kick in by looking at her delectable treats. Again, thank you for tuning in. Dine On Life, Online Talk Radio.